In the name of our triune God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. If you looked at our epistle reading very carefully from Philippians chapter 2, you notice that in the reading, verses 5 through 12 were missing. Those verses are actually very important. There, St. Paul is quoting a truly inspired, we think it could have been a hymn or a creed from the very earliest days of the church, and it talks about the role, the purpose, the ministry of Jesus Christ very beautifully. This hymn or creed was lately sung or said in the earliest years of the church whenever someone was baptized. Let's hear those words. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. That passage gives us a concise timeline of Jesus' life. Its chronology goes from Jesus' incarnation to his suffering and death, then to his resurrection, and finally to his glorious return to earth. Another way that we sometimes say that in the church is Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Implicit in all of these expressions of faith is that Jesus had both a state of humiliation and a state of exaltation. What are they? We say that we are humiliated when we are embarrassed or shamed or degraded. Jesus' humiliation is similar but different. Christ emptied himself of his divine powers as the Son of God and became a human being for our sake. He shared in all our weaknesses and infirmities. As a baby, Jesus cried and soiled his diapers. As an adult, he got hungry and tired and felt pain just as we do. And Jesus died on the cross. Christ has died. All that we call his humiliation. When we rejoice and celebrate a victory, we might call that exaltation. Christ's exaltation began when he was raised from the dead and reassumed his divine powers. Christ is risen. He took a victory lap through the underworld and later ascended back to his Father and our Father. Christ's exaltation before us will reach its apex when he returns visibly to earth to judge the nations and usher in our Father's kingdom. The chronology of Jesus' life, that he died and rose and will come again, and his two states, humiliation and exaltation, are inextricably tied to holy baptism. In the same natural physical way that children are born, Jesus was born. We share the vulnerability of the infancy and childhood of our Savior. When Jesus was born, he gave up his privileges as God. We were born without any power or privileges. We were born humble, but Christ humbled himself and became like us. The big difference between Jesus and us is that we were born besmirched by the stain of original sin, and he was not. Jesus didn't need to be baptized to have his sins forgiven. He had none, But he consented to baptism when he was an adult by John to give us an example to follow. At 8 days old, Jesus, the child of Jewish parents, received the ritual of circumcision, marking him as a Jew and foreshadowing the spilling of his innocent blood for us. In a similar way, the children of Christian parents receive the sacrament of holy baptism, marking them as Christians and washing them clean of the guilt of original sin by the power of Jesus' blood. On the cross, Jesus died that our sins might be forgiven. Through holy baptism, we are united with Christ in his death. As the water is poured over us in the triune name, we are dead and buried with Jesus. But as Scripture says, if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We come out of the water, sharing in Christ's exaltation and partakers of eternal life with him. Baptism is not a mere symbol or a statement that we make. Baptism is all God's action, creating faith in us, claiming us as his own, and granting us salvation. Like the exaltation of Christ, the power of holy baptism is not for this life only. It is not just for this world only. Christ will come again. Our creed says that Jesus will return to earth to judge the living and the dead. At his second advent, his glorious appearing, everyone will know that Jesus is real and that he is the Son of God. There will be no atheists, no non-believers when Jesus comes again. Every knee will bow. But for some, it will be too late, ere the day of grace be ended. But for all who believe and are baptized, it will be the fulfillment of God's promises to us. It will be the new heaven and the new earth realized. There we will see our Lord face to face and be at one with him. Christ will share with us his glory. That is what God gives us in holy baptism. Amen.